Chapter 2. The old fisherman emptied and washed his nets for a second time. He needed fish to feed his family. They were so poor. Soon, other fishermen would come to the sea. He must find fish before they come. They were young and could throw the net many times to find fish. They had boats, and they could find the fish in deep waters. Once he was a young man and found many fish. But now he had a large family to feed, and each day was harder than the last. The old fisherman thought about his life, and he thought about the sea. The sea was full of fish and other mysteries. He lived by the sea all his life, and his life was in the sea. He needed the sea to help him live. His family needed him to find fish to feed them. The old man rested for quite a long time before he decided to throw the third net. He cried out, "God, do not be angry with me. I am a good man. Let me have fish when I throw my third net." He stood and imagined a net full of fish, silver and fresh. He saw them wriggling in the morning sun. He was tired, but pulled the heavy nets and threw them far into the sea. He stood in the cold seawater and hoped that he would be lucky. This was the third time. Again he pulled his net and thought of fish and becoming rich. But there were no fish. It was another sad moment for the fisherman. The net was full, but it was full of stones and shells from the bottom of the sea. They were white and pink. They glowed in the first light of the day. The stones and shells were beautiful, but you cannot eat stones and shells. People do not buy stones and shells. The old fisherman did not believe his bad luck. 3 full nets and not a single fish. The old man was angry. "A dead donkey, dirt and gravel, stones and shells. These things cannot feed me. They cannot feed my family. I threw 3 nets, and this is all I caught. I am a poor old man. I work hard, and I have no luck." Now the sun rose. The sky was yellow and pink in the east, and there was light behind the mountain. The day was beginning, and the old fisherman knew it was time to pray. He was a good man, and he said his prayers each day. It was an important routine. He knelt on the sand and said his prayers. When he finished his prayers, the old fisherman added a last prayer for himself and his family. "Lord, each day I leave my house. You see me. I come to the sea every day for 50 years. Each day I only have 4 nets. I am a fisherman. I know no other life. I must find fish each day to feed my family. I threw 3 nets this morning, and I have nothing but stones, shells, and dirt. Make the sea kind to me. Let me have fish today when I throw the 4th net. Please, bless me with fish." And with each word of prayer, the sun rose higher in the sky.